And some days I am too proud to ask for help. And I stumble through the noise, trying to find some peace. A stranger in the crowd, I lose myself. So I walk down to the river, where the troubles, they can't find me. Let the waters there remind me, the sun will be there when we wake. I walk down to the river, though I might not understand it. It's not always as we planned it, but we grow stronger when we break. So I walk down to the river. I walk down to the river. This raging world.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. I love that song. It's by Josh Groban, and it's about a river, and we are going to chat it up with Kathy O'Keefe. She is the president of the Hastings Prescott Area Arts Council, from here on out known as HPAC, and we are thrilled that she's calling in today to tell us about their big fundraiser that's coming up and just all the good things that are going on. First of all, love that song. Had you heard that before?
I had not, but it's a perfect one for our fundraiser that's coming up that's called Friends Along the River.
Friends.
So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And we've been friends with Prescott for many, many years. They're friends with us too, right?
It goes both ways, definitely.
I love that. Kathy, tell us about HPAC. What exactly is it, please?
Well, I'm hoping that your listeners all know this, so it'll be a repeat, but HPAC is an organization made up of volunteers, which is really important to know as we start talking about our fundraiser. We'll come back to that point. But HPAC has been in existence for about 10 years. It was founded by a number of concerned, interested citizens who got together and said, hey, how can we promote the arts in our town? And now 10 years later, here we are. We're ready to do our 8th annual fundraiser, and things are really, really getting exciting.
So you joined forces with the Prescott art scene as well, because that's very healthy over there, isn't it?
It is, definitely. And when this group got together, they happened to have some Prescott residents within the original conversations, and they very much wanted their voice to be in this too. So it is, it's very unique. We find that as we are applying for grants and things, that it comes back that there aren't many organizations that cross state lines.
Oh,
and so that makes us really unique.
I bet it does. So what is art to you? What is encompassed in when you say the word art?
We really don't limit it in any way at all. So it can be visual arts, painting and clothing, things like that. It can be music, the music part of arts, the instrumental piece and the voice piece. It can be dance. However people express themselves, I think, can be art.
But isn't Hastings really unique in that it really does have a big art scene?
It does have a big art scene. It is going to be growing, and I'm excited about that. That kind of leads us into the next piece, which is a plan that we've been working on. HPAC took the lead in finding out more about who's in our community that is actually artists that are making a living in some way, shape, or form in the arts, and how can we support them and grow our community. And what this has led to is a huge study done by Brenda Kazar. In fact, Brenda and I were speaking with you way back when, before we had to only be on the phone. And so Brenda has... And Brenda has completed her long study. It's taken her several months, probably 8 months, to gather all the information. And the report is being printed right now, and I'm so excited to get that, because that will lead us and guide us in the future. And what that is going to help us do is look at the arts as a way of drawing people into our town. And it's an economic boost for everybody in our town, for the restaurants and the other businesses. And so the more that we promote our arts and be known as an art scene, the better it is for the whole community. So with this project, we'll find out how can the businesses and the city council, how can we all work together and promote the arts?
When that comes out, Kathy, would you be so kind as to set up another interview? I'd love to learn more with you and Brenda. That sounds fascinating.
That would be great. We will do that because I think it's going to really it's going to guide what we do with HPAC after this point. So I'm excited about that. Sure.
Let's get to the fact that you are having the 8th annual fundraising gala, and this event is always so lovely. But there are a few changes this year. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, as you can imagine, we've had to go virtual this year. And I just want to tell you a quick story, because when I took on the presidency, I thought, I can do this. I can do a gala. I can do this. And the minute that we had to shut down our gala, I was absolutely stumped and scared and nervous, and what do we do now? And my first thought was, well, we can't go out and ask for donations because people are really going to be scrambling for their basic needs. So we really shut down our whole thought of a fundraiser. And through this time of mourning, I looked at how many people use the art to express themselves and to use up time that they had on their hands. And boy, art became bigger and more important. And then I went and made a visit to Minneapolis to the George Floyd Memorial, and I saw, too, people used art to express their feelings for that whole equity conversation. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, wait a minute, arts are far more important than I realized. We are essential, and we have to get back on track here and get going. And so we decided to do a virtual gala, and that has been really interesting. We finished all of our filming. It's being all pulled together now so that we will be ready to roll on September 27th, 5:30, the pre-event starts, and then from 6 to 7 is the event. And what is so neat about being virtual is that it's a free event. So in the past, you'd have to buy a ticket and come to a dinner and spend an evening with us, which we loved. But now anybody can come. We can have 5,000 people attend our event, and it's free. So I would encourage the listeners to go to hpac.org, which is our website, and the first thing that shows up is the invitation to the gala. And so you can go ahead and register and then tune in on that day and just take it in. And if you decide to bid on some auction items, all the better.
So what will we find if we do tune it in, you said, for the pre-show on Sunday, September 27th? So what's the event going to be like, please?
Well, it's most of it will be pre-recorded, but there will be some live portions. So there'll be an auctioneer, myself, and then our fabulous MC. You might know him. His name is Take a Hike Mike.
I do know him.
You do know him. Well, he's going to help us that night, too. So I think it'll be really fun. The pre-recorded portions are how many people in our community that have been touched by HPAC have submitted a couple of wonderful words about how they've been involved in HPAC or benefited from HPAC. So you'll hear from a lot of community members. We've got a lovely brother and sister who are taking piano lessons, and they submitted their beautiful work that they're doing. And then their grandmother, who is so passionate about art, both of those children received scholarships from HPAC to study their piano. So it'll be that kind of thing. It's all based on the two communities of Prescott and Hastings. We also took a video tour of all the art that is on display in both of our communities. So you'll get to see that. A lot of people thanking us for our work. It's going to look like that. And I think I get goosebumps thinking about it. So I hope that people realize that we're a worthy cause and worth your donations.
Kathy, when you mentioned you took a tour of where art is displayed, where is art displayed in Hastings and Prescott?
Oh. Woo! Well, in Prescott, they have a beautiful mosaic bench up at Freedom Park that's outside. There's also the Orange Dragon Gallery, which is owned by HPAC and supported by HPAC. That's in Prescott, right on Orange Street, actually. They have a performing arts center at their high school. We highlighted that. And then just the beautiful art of the river that we both share. And so in Prescott, boy, we went down to the display by Dale Lewis down on 42 with all of his iron sculptures and metal sculptures. We have the mural under our bridge, which is breathtaking. We have other murals around buildings. And then we also have, that I think is so overlooked, is we have a fabulous mural in our post office. And I bet you've never seen it.
Well, I'm trying to think if I have. Is it inside?
Yes, it's inside, and it's high up on the wall, so that's why I think a lot of people miss it. But it's really, it's old, it's unique, I should find out more history on it, but it had to make the cut, too.
Oh, how wonderful. So you're going to highlight that, and then you also mentioned an auctioneer, so that means there's going to be some sort of an auction. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, well, you know what? Our communities of Hastings and Prescott are incredibly generous. And even now when everybody's a little nervous about, you know, spending their shekels, they come through and have really provided us with some fabulous things. We do have several trips, and it's important to note that those trips have a really long shelf life. So you can purchase a trip and hold off until it's safe to travel again. One that I am so excited about, because this one just came in recently, and it's donated from a woman that lives in New Prague, but they have an Airbnb in Eden Prairie. And my family decided to take our first family trip with all the little people in our life. And my daughter planned the trip, and she said, well, I figured out where we're going. And I had planned a northern vacation, and she said, we're going to an Airbnb in Eden Prairie. And I was like, what? And it is fabulous. It's a double dome home in Eden Prairie. It sleeps up to about 20 people.
Oh.
So you could have your whole extended family there. And it is out of this world. You would not believe you're in the city. It's a large property. So depending on what your family likes to do, there's a lake right there. She also has bikes available. If it's wintertime, she has skis, cross-country skis available for people. So I think that's a real exciting donation. But we also have trips. We have people donating art. We have a lot of art that's been donated. We have baskets. We have gift cards. We have, oh, boy, now you're making me really think hard. People are going to have to go to the website and look, because I think there's probably 250 things there that are available in all price ranges.
And that's fun to do. So we can go there before the event starts?
Yeah. Yes, it's open now. So you can even be bidding on items now. Now, the day of the event, which I think is really neat, is you are in your living room or wherever you are watching on your computer our event, and you can bid on items. If your item gets outbid, you're going to get an alert on your phone, and then you have a chance to just, in the comfort of your own home, up your bid. That makes it really fun. You can just constantly be in touch with what's going on with other people and your items.
Oh, my gosh, that does sound like great fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathy, how many volunteers are there for HPAC? Because you mentioned that really is the heart of what you do.
Yeah, we have a board of 10 individuals. And in the past, we've had a lot of volunteers put on our gala. But in the last couple of years, it's been the board that's put it on. And one of the things that I think is important for people to know is that we are all volunteers. So when you donate money to HPAC, the money goes directly to scholarships, so people that are trying to access the arts and they need some financial support for that. A lot of our recipients come from wanting piano lessons, music lessons. We have a lot of high school students in show choir accessing some scholarship funds, and that's one finger that we use our money on. The other finger is using money to bring arts into our community. So, for example, Dwayne Oldham at the middle school will bring in some artists, performing artists, so it's usually a band of some kind, They come in for a couple days, work with the students for 2 days, and then at the end they put on a show for the community. And that wouldn't be possible without some funding coming from HPAC. So those are the kinds of things that we fund. We had a man come from Minneapolis. Sod House Theater came last year and did a play for us using our own actors, Lumen Theater. And that was just fabulous. That happened because HPAC was able to fund that. So those kinds of things happen. We also, as I said, we have the Orange Dragon Gallery. That's funded by us as well. So we pay the rent and whatever else goes into maintaining a gallery. We do have a part-time employee that manages that. But otherwise, all the rest of us are volunteers. And so you can be assured that your money is not going to pay anybody's salary.
So the event is going to be virtual this year. It's on Sunday, September 27th, and 5:30 p.m. is the pre-show, and the actual event itself starts at 6. It's only an hour long, so, you know, it's a perfect time commitment-wise. It is free. How do we go about getting invited to this? Do we just go to your website?
Right. You go to the website, and as soon as you open it up, it goes right to our gala invite, and you'll see that there is a way to register. So then you go ahead and register, and then you'll start getting some updates. They'll let you know when it's about to start, and they keep you informed. Keep your password. That might be important as you try to navigate this. But anyway, it's super easy. I've been already bidding on things, so we're ready to roll here.
What are some of the other good news stories that you've heard?
Well, I guess I'm excited for what's coming next. I'm excited to help our community become a real place to access the arts. And, myself, I'm not an artist at all, but I'm an art appreciator. And I look at what people create, and I know I can't do that myself, but boy, I love the music and the dance and everything else. So I would say most of us on the board are art appreciators. And so that I think we're just unique in that respect. You know, I also want to say that if this is something that intrigues people, please consider coming and being a part of our organization. We would take volunteers. We're always, you know, looking to look for new board members that have something else to bring to the table. I think that's one of the things I like about our organization. We're all so different, and our strengths are what make us strong.
So, Kathy, is that something also, if they went to hpac.org, they could find out more information of how to volunteer?
I'm not sure that specifically is on the website, but they could certainly send an email if that's, you know, if they want more information, and one of us will get back to them right away, you know, let us know how they want to contribute, or if they want, you know, whatever they want to know about us.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun event, and I love that you can participate in the comfort of your own home and support such a great cause. HPAC, H-P-A-A-C is how it's spelled. HPAC.org is a lot of information that we spoke about will be there. But the Hastings-Prescott Area Arts Council is having their 8th annual fundraiser. It's going to be on Sunday, September 27th, so check it out. It's just free to check, to pop in, and gosh, we really hope it's a wonderful event for you. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy O'Keefe, she is the president of HPAC, and we really appreciate your time. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.